This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, two American citizens remanded to Dodds prison after cannabis importation. Minister Corey Lane defends government's national peace program with statistics. New social and emotional learning program set for March rollout. Entrepreneurs in Barbados set to gain from the We Gathering celebrations. And the DLP's St. Joseph candidate joins protest action at Joe's River Bridge. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Two American citizens have pleaded guilty and were remanded to Dodds prison for the importation of cannabis into Barbados. Albania Palaco, 28, of New York, and Jaylene Rojas, 25, of New Jersey, were separately charged with possession, trafficking, intent to supply, and importation of cannabis when they arrived on a flight from JFK Airport on Saturday, February 15th. They appeared before Magistrate Douglas Frederick in the District F Court yesterday. Palaco and Rojas were found with 26 and 25 vacuum-sealed packages, respectively, in their travel bags, collectively weighing over 20 kilograms with an estimated street value of $184,000. Magistrate Frederick indicated to Palaco and Rojas that they can be fined $40,000 and $35,000, respectively, or face a prison sentence. They will return to court on March 3rd for sentencing. They were represented by attorneys Jonelle King and Sutney Hall in association with King's counsel Michael Lashley. Minister of State in the Office of the Attorney General Corey Lane defended the National Peace Program yesterday, highlighting several impactful programs that have not made the public spotlight. Minister Lane admitted that advertising and marketing for sports initiative means more visibility for some aspects of the program. During the first day of the appropriation bill, he revealed that 1,904 parents had been engaged in the Parent Wise program.
I am proud to say that through the National Peace Program, but more so in partnership with a number of NGOs, namely the Parados, I think people will be very familiar with those, Men's Organization, the Barbados Professional Association of Social Workers, CISL, which is really the Caribbean Institute of Social and Emotional Learning. These are a lot with emotional intelligence, and Amar Empowerment, a Christian support group. They've been able to train and complete a parenting program with 1,904 parents in this country. 1,904 parents in this country between the 4th of May last year and the end of November.
Minister of State in the Office of the Attorney General, Corey Lane. One of Barbados's leading training consultants and educators is at the forefront of a new program to impact students, teachers, and parents. However, Tony Olton, founder of the Caribbean Institute for Social and Emotional Learning, CISL, has cautioned the island that any hope of reform focused on academia and technical skills without emotional intelligence will be a wasted effort.
If the only focus is how do we treat academic learning or learning of technical skills, if that is the only focus of education reform, we will still miss it. How do children engage in learning when they're coming to school hungry? How do children engage in learning when they're experiencing neglect? How do children engage in learning when they're expecting abuse? How do children engage in learning when they're coming up in homes where drugs are being used? There's disrespect for the law. How do children come up in homes where families are constantly fighting? How do children engage in learning when mommy doesn't allow child to see daddy or vice versa? So until we understand and address these societal issues, these dysfunctions that are happening in our society, education reform, if we leave it all at the level of systems and curricula, we will still be failing the next generation.
The program between CISL and the Ministry of Education is set for an official launch on March 3rd, which is also the International Day for Social and Emotional Learning. Olton told Starcom Network News that for any meaningful change to occur regarding youth development on the island, an all-hands-on-deck approach is necessary.
This has to be what I call a whole-of-nation approach. The government can't solve this problem. The police cannot solve the problem that we have. It's, or nor the Attorney General. Asking for the, calling for the resignation of the Attorney General is an absolute waste of time. And I say that unreservedly. Whether it be the ruling party or the party presently in opposition calling for the termination of the post of the Attorney General, the job of the Attorney General, is an absolute waste of time. Our response has got to be a whole of nation. All of us, we did not get here overnight. We did not get here by accident. We've gotten here because over the last 40 years, as the world has constantly changed, we have not been able to adapt.
Founder of the Caribbean Institute for Social and Emotional Learning, Tony Olton. Small business operators across Barbados are expected to be the main beneficiaries of We Gathering's year-long celebrations. Last Sunday saw many people attending the latest event at the Farley Hill National Park in St. Peter. Logistics coordinator of the We Gathering Committee, Sophia Graves, told Starcom Network News as the program moves around the island, the most crucial part will be the involvement of the island's entrepreneurs.
Ministry of Energy is facilitating programs in financial literacy for those involved in wishing to develop businesses as entrepreneurs. We can also see the National Trust Fund coming on board and have initiated training programs for those entrepreneurs to give them support, guidance, mentoring to move them forward. So you have that approach too as well. And we are supporting economic activity for those that exist in entrepreneurs in the parishes. For example, in St. Thomas, we look to work with whoever have tent rentals or various resources that the parish organizing committee might need. We have also directed them to make sure that they engage those persons first within their parish to really create that stimulus in terms of that economic activity.
Program logistics coordinator of the We Gathering Committee, Sophia Graves. Democratic Labour Party candidate for St. Joseph Randall Rouse is throwing his full support behind protesters of the ongoing development at Joe's River Bridge. However, Rouse has warned that the situation, which has led to a lawsuit brought by resident Victor Lewis challenging the construction, is not the only issue of concern in the parish.
Persons who have been using that area for a lifetime, they're trying to deny them access to the gully, and all the ferries in St. Joseph are custom going down that gully fishing. But you know, that is not the only issue that affecting St. Joseph. Huh? What is happening at High Rock, which was an iconic location that tourists repeatedly come to Barbados and head to that spot to take pictures, completely destroyed. And if you want to go a little further, the bridges, all the bridges right now in St. Joseph are on the track, and the repairs that are being done, in my humble opinion, is not being effectively carried out. They close off Lane Bridge and they say it was going to be 6 months, 6 months gone. And when you look at what is happening down there, I don't see that bridge being replaced in any hurry.
He also pointed to potential plans to abandon the St. Elizabeth Primary and said wider Barbados should be mindful of what was happening.
It boggles the mind to know who is authorizing all these things. I understand that there's a move being mooted to done away with St. Elizabeth School. Now there's another iconic spot that you could stop there and look right over the whole of the Scotland district. So if they done away with the school, who will own that property? I think the agents really got to open their eyes and see what is happening in this country. This country is being sold out, is being channeled in a direction where there's a family first, friends after.
Democratic Labour Party candidate for St. Joseph, Randall Rouse. And finally, Caribbean leaders are expected to meet with their African counterparts during the 32nd African Export-Import, or Afreximbank, annual meeting in Abuja, Nigeria, from June 23rd to 28th this year. Afreximbank, a pan-African multilateral trade finance institution, has already announced plans to establish a state-of-the-art trade center at Carlisle Bay on the site of the old family planning unit compound. It said that the 30,000 square meter complex would comprise Afreximbank Caribbean regional offices, corporate office space, a 120-room hotel, conference, exhibition, business incubation center, among other facilities. Recapping the headlines. Two American citizens remanded to Dodds prison after cannabis importation. Minister Corey Lane defends government's national peace program. New social and emotional learning program set for a March rollout. Entrepreneurs island-wide to gain from the We Gathering celebrations, and DLP St. Joseph candidate joins protest action at Joe's River Bridge. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.